Hey guys, how's it going? Happy New Year. 2019 is here, and I told you guys I was going to do this, and here I am today, going to be reviewing a video game for my Nintendo Switch. As all of you noticed, the introduction song, well, that is from a video game called Super Mario Odyssey. I will be reviewing that today. So here's how it's going to go down. I divided this into several categories, and let's see how this goes. This is the first time me doing this sort of thing. So let's begin with introduction, which I'm going to be doing right now. Graphics, sound, gameplay, controls, concept, history of it, blah, 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 blah. The positives of the game, the negatives of the game, and then the conclusion. So let's talk about the introduction. So why am I going to be talking about Super Mario Odyssey today? Well, I've always been wanting to do it. I got the game back last year when I got the Nintendo Switch, and I really wanted to play it because it looked so dang good to me. And it looked like Super Mario 64 to me. And one of the first games I've ever played back 20 years ago was Super Mario 64 and Mario Party 2. Those were my first two video games I've ever played on the Nintendo 64 back in the day. And, this game reminds me a whole lot of that, and I've been a Mario fan ever since then. I've had played these 2D games before, but I didn't like them as much. I mean, they're great games. I just can't get into them. Could not get into them that much. I did enjoy Super Mario World, but the 3D games I've mostly been enjoying throughout my entire lifetime. So that's what my history with the Super Mario franchise is that I enjoyed all the 3D Mario games, including Sunshine and including 3D World. 3D World was okay. Not great, but not good either. I thought it was mediocre at best. That's just me. Sunshine is very underrated, and I really enjoyed Sunshine as well. So that's the end of the introduction now. Graphics. The graphics here are really, 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 really good. For a Nintendo Switch startup specifically, on the TV it looks wonderful, and on the gamepad, when you go portable mode on the Nintendo Switch, it looks great for a portable system. Everything looks amazing here. The water looks good. Mario animates really cool. I like it when he's jumping into his dancing animation, and the way he gets burned and when he gets burned in this game, he turns like a black smoke over his face. That over his body. That is really cool. And graphically, it looks really, really good for Nintendo Switch title. I am dead serious. And I think it looks better than some PS4 or Xbox One titles. I think the main problem is it's not graphically powerful than those PS4 and Xbox One titles, because Nintendo Switch is not as powerful. But I think it has something to do with the art style. The art style of Super Mario Odyssey is really sound, really crisp, and I like the art style of Super Mario Odyssey. So thumbs up for the graphics department. Everything from his suit to Peach looking good, Bowser looking once again phenomenal. The lands Mario travels in really, really cool, each with their own different setting. And at one point, you fight a dang dragon, and the dragon looks pretty cool as well. So, thumbs up from the graphics department. Really, really nice. Sound. As you could tell, I played the music called Lake Lamode. It is a underwater music theme for underwater zone in the game, and it is so beautiful. It made me tear up. I'm dead serious. It reminds me of the time of Super Mario 64, Dire Dire Docks. So I'll put that link in the description to all of you who haven't heard it before. It is wonderful. I'm going to use Cascade Ma sorry, Cascade Kingdom. Kingdom's music. But I decided against it. You know, it's great too. I'll put the link to that description to that as well. But I chose it because I liked it the most out of every other song in the game. It was so soothing, so calm, and made me have a smile on my face the entire time I was listening to it. So overall, the sound here is really, really good. I'm not saying all the musical pieces are bad. They're not. But it is good. And it's and I really enjoy that. So music, thumbs up for that as well. They really stepped up a notch. Is it the best out of the 3D Mario soundtracks? No, that honor goes to Super Mario Galaxy 1 and 2. But it's really good for what it is. Alright, gameplay. Now, this one is really, really easy to explain, but kind of hard at the same time. So, we have here... Oh, before I get into gameplay, let's talk about story. Story, pretty simple. Bowser kidnaps Peach, and tries to marry her. The end. It's really quite simple. No need to go into that. Gameplay. Anyway, gameplay. It is a very similar to Super Mario 64 back in 1996, but a lot bigger, and bigger in scope, for that matter. It's the scale of the worlds are bigger this time. There's a lot more things to do, which I'll get into in a minute. So, what can you do? You run, you jump, you do the somersault, you do the triple jump, you do the long jump. You do all the things that Mario 64 had with tighter control. And the game controls very, very well. Some of the time. There is some negatives to the controls here, which I'll get into in a minute. When I'm going to talk about the gimmick of the game. But Mario, on his feet, controls very, very well. And he's a joy to play. There's one new move, though, that he has in his repertoire, which is the ground pound jump. All you have to do is do the ground pound, which is the B button and the... On the right trigger, and you do the ground pound right after you hit your bottom on the ground, just jump. Pretty cool. And you can use it to get elevated height and everything else. So that's really cool. Now, talking about gimmicks, the gimmick of the game is Cappy. He goes to the Cap Kingdom and finds a cap. His hat got destroyed when he was fighting Bowser up in the skies. So he grows into Cappy, which is his little miniature friend. And what Cappy can do is a really cool idea. And it works really well. You can use Cappy to make long distance jumps, which is one of my favorite things to do. Just throw your hat and do a dive, and you can go long distances. It feels so satisfying doing that. Not only can you perform cool tricks with Cappy, but you can also, I'm dead serious, possess things. And there's a lot of things to possess in this game. You can possess a high jumping frog. You can possess bullet bills. You can possess Goombas. You can possess Koopa Troopas, Hammer Brothers, Fire Bros. You can even possess Bowser at the end of the game. Possess freaking Sergeant Chuck. There's a lot of things to possess here, and it's really quite fun to pull off. And quite a lot of fun. You can possess a dang taxi cab, which don't make any sense, but you can possess it. You possess trees, moves out of the things out of the way. To get a moon, you can possess things to move and live, which will take you to another part of the world. I mean, you can possess a lot of things, and it's really quite a lot of fun to do. And it's a great concept, and it actually works brilliantly here. It's so much things you can think out of the side of the box, and it's so creative with this possession mechanic. It is absolutely amazing. Great, great stuff to possession mechanic. There's an issue, though. With the possession mechanic, and has a lot to do with controls. I think Mario, for the most part, controls very well when he possesses things, but sometimes he doesn't control very well on certain possessions. And there's some certain parts of the game which don't control very well. For example, some of the minions don't control very well when you possess them. It's kind of stiff and kind of loose. You can ride a scooter in the game, which says, hey, that sounds pretty cool. Here's the main problem with this, is that the scooter is very stiff and very loose, and is not very hard to control. Another one that's a big negative for me is a flower. It's like, I guess you could say, the dash flower. When you throw the cap at a white flower, it makes Mario run very, very fast. But what's the problem with this? The main problem is it doesn't control very well, if at all. It controls very, very slippery and very, very stiff, and it's not controlled very well. Some of the gimmicks are hard to control. But other than that, I like the concept, and it works brilliantly here. There are a little bit of flaws to it, But it's fine. The possession mechanic is really, really fun. Possess basically anything in the game if you want to, and it's quite a lot of fun. Now, so what are you supposed to do in Super Mario Odyssey? Well, besides possessing things, running to things, and things. And running to things and completing courses. Is finding Power Moons. Power Moons are a way, in the story mode, to collect Power Moons is to provide fuel for your Odyssey, which you can travel from each kingdom to the next. Kind of like a war map in a way. And you collect Power Moons to go on throughout the game, to unlock new worlds and stuff. And it's really quite cool. It's like the Power Stars from Super Mario 64, but like I said, bigger. There's like way more to collect here. And all of them are in completely different random locations. And they're really creative on how they handled the Power Moons. And let me tell you, Super Mario 64 had 120 stars, correct? Super Mario Galaxy 2 had 242 stars. What about this game? How many Power Moons can you collect to 100% the game? 900. 999. Holy cow, that is a lot of MacGuffins. But here's the thing, though. It rewards you for playing the game like you usually do. What is the reward in this? The reward is suits or skins for Mario. You can be skins for mostly everything. And you do that by collecting coins. There's coins, like regular yellow coins, and purple coins. Purple coins are in the world that you travel in, and they give you a specific skin to use at that specific world to get a Power Moon. And now not only do you get purple coins for the one for each world, but you also get coins as well, which you can get to purchase more skins. And it's wonderful. You can play as Mario, you can play as Luigi, Waluigi, Wario, you can be freaking Sunshine Mario, play one of my favorite ones is Super Mario 64's Mario. I mean, there's so many costumes and they're so cool to play in. And it's a great reward for playing through the game normally by collecting the Power Moons. It's a great reward. And I really do enjoy that. I mean, the skins are a great addition here. And it rewards you for playing the game. And the game's already fun enough as it is collecting these Power Moons. And I really enjoy getting the Power Moons. There is one issue, though. And I think with the abundance of so many of them, it becomes tiring. And I got tired. I collect around 700. I got really, really tired of it. Because a lot of these Power Moons get really, really challenging. And you get so overwhelmed that it's overwhelming some people. So what do you get when you get to the end of the game? You collect, or you not collect, you unlock three new worlds. One is the dark side of the moon, and the darker side of the moon. Darkest side of the moon. Darker side of the moon is basically a harder version of the levels that you played before and a hard boss gauntlet. Pretty simple. Then the darkest side of the moon is, I guess you could say, it is one extremely long level with no checkpoints in it. And it's kind of like some people say in a Grandmaster Galaxy. I haven't gotten that far to beat that level. I didn't get very far. It's very challenging. And it's a long level, long, difficult level, no checkpoints. And I like the challenge, kind of challenge. Will I complete it one day? Probably not. I think I've had my fill with Super Mario Odyssey. Because it gets tiring after a while playing, getting all these moons. I mean, to me, it's too much. But that's a good thing. I mean, too much content is better than having no content, am I correct? You can go into it anytime you want and try to get all the moons that you can. That's pretty cool, and I really quite enjoy that. Anything else? Moons are... Okay, let's talk about the worlds that you travel in. Oh, I forgot one more kingdom. The Mushroom Kingdom. All in brand new HD graphics. And it looks freaking amazing. You can also, like I said, unlock the Super Mario 64 skin, which played like the Super Mario 64. And it's so cool. And it looks great. The skin for Mario 64 looks good. Every time you get a Power Moon, you get a star, which plays the old Super Mario 64 theme when you get a star back in Super Mario 64. That is so cool. And I really liked it. I was flipping out. And I had a big smile on my face. That is so cool. And I forgot. And there's another aspect to the game. There are also 2D elements to the game. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, no, it's not Super Mario 3D World again, is it? No. Here's an interesting twist to this. They have 8-bit versions of the levels in the world. And it's like, okay, that's pretty cool. And they also played the 8-bit versions of the music that you're playing in, which also adds more music to the sound. It's like 8-bit Mario. You have Mario from his golden days of the Super Mario Brothers. And when you possess Bowser, you can play a 2D version of Bowser, and Peach is there in her 2D version as well. It is so cool. And the level design in these 2D worlds are so creative and so much fun. It is a thumbs up again. The 2D versions of the game are pretty cool. And better than 3D World. 3D World was just boring 2D. But this time, they added 2D in here, and it makes sense, and it's so much fun to do. So, that's all I got to say about gameplay here. Gameplay, for the most part, is top-notch. I have some problems with the controls to some of it. But overall, the game is so much fun to play, and there's so much replayability here. It's not even funny. So there we go. Now we're going to positives now. Positives. The positives of the game is that graphically the game looks absolutely amazing. So good to look at. And Mario looks a lot better than all the animations. Everybody looks better here from top to bottom. The worlds that you travel in are so cool to travel in. Going from a city, which is one of my favorite levels in the game. A big New York style cityscape from New York City to Mushroom Kingdom to a desert world, to a underwater world, Lake Lamode, to freaking fighting dragons. I mean, it's just all over the place, but it's good. Graphically, each world looks completely different. Every world feels amazing. I'm not going to say every single world. I'm not going to spoil Bowser's Kingdom, but what I will say is Bowser's Kingdom is completely unique and so much fun to play in. That shocks me by how they went about it this time. And I spoil it for you. And that's why I can't kind of keep quiet on these worlds. I think I did spoil the three of them. But I'm going to let you experience it for yourself. Because every new world is a new experience. And I don't want to spoil it for you guys. You know what I mean? So overall, graphically, it looks good. Sound, music, top notch. Everything is, this music is so good. The sound, from the special effects to everything, is so good. So, graphics, top-notch. Sound, top-notch. Gameplay is so much fun. And this is the most fun I ever had since Sunshine or Super Mario 64. Look, I love the Galaxy games. I really, really do. But something about Super Mario Odyssey makes me love this game even more. I think it's my favorite 3D Mario game of all time right now. Above Galaxy 1 and 2. And Sunshine. I think the two weakest ones is Super Mario 3D World, which I think is the weakest. And Super Mario 64, mostly for the age factor. Super Mario 64 has not aged very well, guys. Just admit it to me. It hasn't aged very well at all. So, for that, Super Mario Odyssey is my favorite 3D Mario game of all time. And it's coming out on this Nintendo Switch, which is also good. Take it on the go with you. It's a great, great concept, and it works very, very well, and I love it. Negatives. If there's any negatives to this game at all, I think it has a lot to do with the controls for some of these positions. And it's kind of stiff at times. Some of the power moons are out of the way. I think there's way too much here. That's a negative and a positive. Another positive that has replayability is through the roof here. A negative is there's still too much to do. You can get overwhelmed very easily, and you just don't feel like getting to the end of the game. I sure as hell didn't. I just got overwhelmed, and I just got bored. Just way too much. That's, like I said, a positive and a negative to it. So there we go. Now to conclude. On this review, To any of you who owns a Nintendo Switch, how come you don't have this damn game yet? I mean, come on now. This game is phenomenal. And it's a system seller for Nintendo Switch, and it's just a must-buy. And it's one of my favorite 3D Mario games of all time now. It reminds me of my childhood, the simpler times. It reminds me of a time when I could play video games and not have to worry about any adult responsibilities or anything like that. I will always have pleasant memories with Super Mario 64, and Super Mario Odyssey took me back to my childhood, and it works so well, and I really, really quite enjoyed it. So, yeah, there we go. That's it. I would highly recommend it. I'm not going to put a rating onto this review. So, now, the next review, I'm not entirely sure what it's going to be yet. I have hopes for one, but it's probably not going to be in the next one. Unfortunately, I do have another game lined up, though. A game that I already beaten, and the game that's somewhat brand new, too. That came out 2017 as well. And it's a game I was really looking forward to playing. And I don't know what to think about it yet, but I got at least 2 weeks to do it. So, anyway, thank you guys so much for the new year. Hopefully, everything will be going well with you guys. This year should be a really good time for this podcast here. Doing a new format, which hopefully will do well with you guys, hopefully. And probably in the next month or so, rebranding will also happen as well. And I am wanting to do that as soon as possible. And the YouTube channel should be up sometime this year as well. Not entirely sure when that will be. But it will be soon as well. And then you can have two platforms to listen to it on. And I'll when the YouTube channel is up, I'll discuss what's going to be on there and what's not. I already have a plan to what I'm going to do with those, so I'll tell you about that later. So, anyway, thank you guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.